out. He kicks his tan Grinsons off and removes his socks, and my eyes run over his perfect physique, my mouth watering, until I see that vicious scar on his abdomen. My eyes pause on it momentarily, but he positions himself back between my legs, snapping me from my curiosity. I fight the urge to grab him. The pressure on my core has me shifting on the counter to ease the immense spasms searing through me, and he's not unaffected himself. His huge erection is straining against the front of his trousers, pressing hard into my thigh. He rests his hands so they span the tops of my legs, his thumbs on my inside thighs slowly circling, millimeters from my aching core. I'm raw with pure lust, my rapid breathing becoming increasingly difficult to regulate. He squeezes my thighs. "Where to start?" he muses, lifting one hand and running his thumb across my bottom lip. "Here?" he asks. My lips part, and he watches me as he slides his thumb into my mouth. I circle it with my tongue, and his lips lift at the corners in a diminutive smile. Withdrawing his thumb, he runs it across my cheek, then, very slowly, he strokes his flat palm down my neck and onto my pumping chest before cupping my breast possessively. "Or here." His husky voice is betraying his calm facade as he raises a questioning eyebrow at me, circling my nipple with his thumb. I gasp. If he's expecting me to talk, then he can forget it. Speech has totally eluded me, being replaced with short, sharp breaths. "These are mine." He gently kneads my breast for a few moments before recommencing his hand stroke down my sensitive skin. He spends a few seconds making big circles on my stomach, and then he continues downward, the heat of his hand when it reaches my inside thigh, making me dizzy with lust. Just when I think he's going to claim me with his fingers, he swiftly changes direction, running his hand around my hip, causing me to jerk. He cups my arse. "Or here." He's completely serious. I go rigid. "Every single inch, Ava," he breathes. I'm holding my breath, my lungs burning, as he smiles a little, his hand starting to drift back around to my front. He doesn't mess about. He cups me. "I think I'll start here." I release my breath in a thankful rush, relief swamping my entire being, but he taps his finger under my chin, so I'm forced to look up into his stunning eyes. "But I did mean every inch," he affirms coolly, before placing his hand on the worktop beside my thigh, his other hand still cupping my core. Fuck. I'm not sure I'm up for that. Matt had tried a few times, but it was a flat no fucking way. "More pleasurable route," I think he said. Yes, for him. I don't have long to mood over it. I feel Jesse's finger run up the center of my core, generating flashes of pleasure that jet off in a million different directions around my body. I slump forward, resting my forehead on his shoulder as my upper body rolls up and down in time to my thumping heartbeat. "You're drenched," he rumbles in my ear as he plunges a finger into me. I immediately tighten my muscles around it. "You want me," he states firmly, withdrawing and spreading the wetness over my clit before surging forward again with two fingers. I cry out, "Tell me you want me, Ava." "I want you," I pant against his shoulder. I hear a groan of satisfaction. "Tell me you need me." I would tell him anything he wants to hear at this point, absolutely anything. "I need you." "You'll always need me, Ava. I'm going to make sure of it. Now let's see if we can fuck some sense into you." He withdraws his fingers from me and pulls me down from the worktop, turning me slowly in his arms until my hands find the flat surface of the granite. I'm not happy with this position. "I want to see you," I moan, although I don't fancy my chances. He seems like the dominant type. I feel his body closing in on me, the heat pouring out of him and into me. When the firmness of his chest presses up against my back, I lean on him, the back of my head resting on his shoulder. He turns his mouth into my ear. "Shut up and soak up the pleasure." He pushes his hips into the small of my back and slowly grinds into me as he reaches forward, placing his hands on my wrists. "No talking unless I tell you. You got that?" I nod. This is definitely a man who likes to be in control. He begins a slow, languid jaunt up my arms with his talented fingers, leaving my skin prickling in their wake, spreading fire through my veins. My breasts ache for his touch as he reaches the tops of my arms and moves onto my shoulders. I clamp my lips together, but a moan escapes. I can't help it, not when he's making me feel like this. His hands span my shoulders entirely, and he begins circling his thumbs into the base of my neck, working out the stiffness that's looming there. The feeling is out of this world. My body is relaxed and my mind serene. Lowering his mouth to my neck, he brushes his lips over my skin before kissing me gently. "Your skin is addictive." "Mmm," I purr. "That's not talking." He laughs softly. "This good?" he asks, trailing feather-soft kisses up and down my jaw. I turn my face in toward him, meeting him square in the eye. I nod again. He soaks up my gaze for a few seconds, his expression contented, before planting a soft kiss on my lips and letting his hands work their way down to my hips. I clench my eyes shut, trying my hardest not to jolt forward. "Keep your hands where they are," he orders firmly, releasing his hold of me. I hear the sounds of his trousers being removed before his hands are back on my hips, and he's stepping back from me, slowly taking my hips with him. My pulse accelerates, and I shift my grip on the worktop to support myself in my braced position, flinching when his hand cups the base of my neck. I feel his erection nudging at my opening, and in an attempt to stabilize my breathing, I draw a long breath, trying to relax as I linger on the brink of penetration. This is the worst kind of torture. He leans forward, his warm, wet tongue connecting with my back, licking a straight line up the center of my spine, finishing with a soft kiss on the base of my neck. "Are you ready for me, Ava?" he asks against my skin, the vibration of his lips sending tremors of pleasure straight to my core. "You can answer." Despite my breathing exercises, I'm still short of breath. "Yes," I'm virtually panting. The rush of air that escapes his mouth is thorough appreciation. I feel his hand brush against my bum as he positions himself, and then, very slowly, he breaches my pulsing void, plunging in smoothly and controlled. His breathing is labored, and I want to scream in pleasure, but I'm not sure it's allowed. Oh, this is good. What will he do if I disobey him anyway? My loss will be his loss, too. He repositions his hand back on my hip and stills, and my grip tightens on the counter until my knuckles are bloodless. I find myself pushing back against him, taking him to the hilt. "Fuck, Ava, you turn me inside out," he groans, his hand tightening around my neck, holding me in place, his other leaving my hip and reaching around to cup my breast. "I can't do this slow," he pants as he molds me, withdrawing slowly and advancing hard and fast in one swift lash, jolting me forward. "Jesse," I cry. There is not a chance in hell I'm going to be quiet if he continues with that. My God, this man is powerful. He withdraws slowly. Quiet, Ava, he grates and strikes again, knocking my breath right out of my lungs. I adjust my grip, but it's hard when my hands are sweaty, causing them to slide on the granite. I rid myself of the flex in my arms to prevent him from shoving me forward again, just about managing to stabilize myself in time for his assault. I'm in shock. He hammers back into me tirelessly, leaving no recovering space between hard, relentless pounds. He's unforgiving. Shifting his hands from my neck and breast, he takes a firm hold of my hips and pulls me back to meet his every hard thrust, slamming into me to the absolute maximum. I've lost all sense of realism. Nothing else exists, except for Jesse, his brutal drive, and my body's craving for it. This is mind-bending stuff. My stomach coils as I feel my impending orgasm battle its way forward, assisted rapidly by Jesse's ruthless momentum. Not yet, Ava, he warns. How does he know? I can't sustain this for much longer. I'm going to explode at any moment. I can hear our sweaty bodies colliding on loud blows, along with Jesse's throaty grunts rolling over me. I concentrate on quenching the raw need to let it go, the pleasure verging on the point of pain. But with my thoughts in a million places except my brain, I'm a slave to my body's need. And then he pulls out, and I'm left hanging. What's he doing? I whimper as my impending release retreats, and I'm about to yell at him, but then I feel his finger slide down the center of my backside. I tense from top to bottom. Oh, no. You can do this, Ava. He slides his fingers down between my thighs and into me, collecting the wetness and slowly dragging it back up to my bum. Relax. We'll take it slow. Relax? I can't relax. He circles my opening slowly, every muscle in my backside clenching, automatically rejecting the invasion. Ava, relax. He stresses the words. I'm fucking trying, I snap. Give me time, damn it. He can fuck right off if he thinks I'm keeping quiet now. I hear him laugh softly as he takes his fingers back down to my clit, rolling them around, causing spikes of pleasure to bolt through me. Watch your mouth, he warns. I focus on taking deep, controlled breaths. Don't you need some lubricant or something? I pant. You're soaking, Ava. That's enough. You're not very good under instruction, are you? He penetrates my opening with his thumb, and I sink my teeth into my lip. Relax, woman. Oh, God, this is going to hurt, isn't it? Yes, at first. You have to relax. Once I'm in, you'll love it, trust me. Oh, bloody hell. He continues the massaging of my opening as I drop my head, panting and sweating with nerves, and then I feel his hand wrap around the nape of my neck, gently massaging at my tense muscles as I give myself a mental pep talk. His hand leaves my neck and lands on my backside, and he gently eases me open until I feel the moist head of his erection nudging at my opening. Oh, fuck. Easy, lady. Let it happen, he murmurs, slowly rolling his wetness around my entrance. Breathe, breathe, breathe. Then he advances, the immense pressure on my opening causing me to impulsively jolt forward. His hand comes up to rest over my shoulder, holding me in place, his other continuing to guide himself into me. I'm physically shaking as the pressure builds and builds.
That's it, Ava.
We're nearly there.
His voice is jagged and strained, his palm wet on my shoulder as his fingers flex, and then he surges forward on a strangled growl, breaching my muscles and sliding deep into my forbidden place. Shit! I cry. That fucking hurts.
Oh God, you're so tight, he chokes. Stop fighting, Ava. Relax.
I pant as I'm thrown into a place between pleasure and agony. The fullness I feel is indescribable. The pain great, but the pleasure... Oh God, the pleasure is beyond description and completely unanticipated. The tightness of my muscles around him has me feeling every pulsing vein and rolling ripple of his erection. My body releases a little of the tension that it's built up, and in its place, pure pleasure attacks me.
Jesus, that feels good. I'm going to move now, okay?
I nod, inhale a deep breath, and firm up my grip of the worktop as his hand leaves my shoulder and trails down my back to join his other on my hips. But I don't jerk or jolt when he grips me. I'm too busy preparing myself for what's to come.
Real slow, Ava,
he moans, slowly pulling out of me.
Jesus, Jesse.
If he tells me to shut up, I'll get real angry.
I know.
He starts working himself in and out in slow, measured strokes. I'm falling apart under him. I never imagined this. I never thought this would feel anything but smutty and wrong. But it doesn't. He's making love to me, and it feels so good. I'm stunned. The power of him claiming me has the ache in my stomach in knots. One touch of my core will have me on the ceiling.
You feel amazing, Ava,
he growls deeply as he drives forward again.
I could stay here all fucking night, but I'm losing it.
I find myself pushing back onto his level strokes, inviting him to increase his pace. The unexpected pleasure is unreal, and I'm fast on my way to a furious climax. I'm staggered that I'm even doing this. I need more. Keep going. I utter the words I never thought I would.
Yes, baby. Are you close?
Yes, I cry, ramming back onto him. I hear his gasps as he moves one hand to my shoulder and the other to stroke my inside thigh. Harder, I scream. I need this.
Oh, fuck, Ava,
he yells, pounding forward, clamping onto my shoulder and cupping my mound, his finger rolling over my pulsating clitoris. I throw my head back. I'm there, I cry.
Wait,
he shouts. I turn lightheaded, feeling his cock swell and jerk as he powers on. I'm delirious with pleasure, and just when I think I might collapse, he bellows,
Now!
And I let go. The room starts spinning, and I'm lost as I collapse forward onto the bar, my arms spread above my head, taking Jesse with me. He's awake, but I'm numb from pleasure, aware only of his hard, wet chest pressing me into the granite, his hot, heavy breaths in my hair, and his pulsating cock still buried deep inside me. He spasms above me, and my muscles contract on every beat I feel from him, draining every last drop of his seed as he lazily thrusts the last pieces of my orgasm out of me. I'm floating away. Chapter 9.
Are you okay?
He whispers in my ear. Am I allowed to speak? He pushes forward and squeezes my hip bone, sending me on a little jolt across the worktop.
Don't be smart.
I'm well and truly fucked, I sigh.
Ava, please watch your mouth,
he cautions, lifting his arms and laying them over mine, softly stroking up and down.
I am, though.
I know, but you don't have to swear. I hate you swearing.
I frown to myself.
I have to endure your blue language.
My language is only blue, lady, when you make me see red.
I sigh.
Okay.
We lay replete for an age, regaining our breath. I'm pinned under his heavy body, splattered on the granite work surface, the coolness under my cheek a welcome sensation as I watch my hot breath skim the shiny granite, causing it to fog. I'm adrift from reality and drowning in a rush of sentiment. I'm depleted physically and emotionally, and I'm in even more trouble now.
Jesse. How old are you?
He squeezes my arms.
22. I roll my eyes. If he's 22, then I'm Mother Teresa reincarnated. I smile to myself. After what I have just partaken in, it's not bloody likely.
I feel him pull away from me a fraction, a hollow, empty feeling attacking me when he slips out. He kisses my back and slowly separates us, his skin peeling away from mine gradually. I'm cold.
Come here,
he whispers, grasping my waist. I notice that it's not my hips. I brace my flat palms on the granite and lift myself with his slow persuasion, and when I've finally separated my body from the breakfast bar, I turn and face him, my eyes widening when I see he's hard again. He lifts me onto the counter and muscles between my thighs, picking my arms up and draping them over his shoulders before resting his hands on my waist. He searches my eyes.
Are you okay?
I smile at his handsome face.
Yes.
Good.
He leans in and wraps his arms around me tightly, inhaling in my neck.
I'm not finished with you yet.
I curl my legs around his tight waist, squeezing with my thighs.
I noticed. You have this effect on me,
he tells me on a shrug.
It can't be just me,
but I'll take the compliment.
I bury my face in the side of his neck and nuzzle.
He smells so good.
Are you hungry?
He asks, pulling back and running his knuckles down my cheek.
Ish,
I shrug.
Ish,
he mouths, the corners of his lips twitching. His eyes twinkle and I grin.
You have a cheeky grin. I love it.
He kisses the corner of my mouth.
Shit.
As soon as the word falls from my mouth, I wince. He leans back, eyes wide.
Mouth,
he grinds, his lips forming a straight line.
What's the matter?
I told Kate I'd be home, I blurt. She hasn't called, or if she has, I've not heard my phone. I better call her. She needs my car to visit her gran in Yorkshire. I wriggle to free myself, and he begrudgingly lets go on a frown. Retrieving my bag from by the front door, I rummage through, finding my phone to text Kate and explain I'm on my way, adding a PS on the end to inform her that there's no girlfriend. I pull my jeans out of my overnight bag. I've got to go.
Go,
he booms. I flinch. I've got one set of car keys and Kate needs them, I explain. I shake my jeans out and thrust one leg in. No need to bother with underwear.
Oh!
I yelp, as I'm suddenly hoisted into the air and over his shoulder.
What are you doing?
I'm staring straight at his firm, tanned arse as he turns without a word and stalks across the apartment.
Shit, Jesse, put me down!
He yanks my jeans off, throws them aside, and slaps my arse.
Ouch!
Mouth!
I hear the door hit plaster after being kicked open, and we're in a bedroom. It's all black and white in here, too. I'm hauled off his shoulder and dropped into a sea of luxurious white cotton. It smells divine, like fresh water, like him. I don't have time to get over my disorientation. He's between my thighs in a nanosecond, his hands pinning my wrists on either side of my head, his arms ramrod straight, supporting his upper body. Jesus, the man can move fast. I'm still not quite sure where I am and how I got here. I do, however, recognize that coiling anticipation lingering deep inside me. The slippery head of his arousal tickles my entrance, leaving my heart sprinting in my chest, while I focus on his eyes above mine, gazing down at me with a mixture of anger and shock. He's mad? You're not fucking going anywhere, he growls, shifting his hips and plunging full length into me, stretching me to the most incredible level. We both yell in unison at the penetration. He's so deep, and I'm instantly gripping onto every inch of him inside me. He holds still for a few seconds, his head hanging and his mouth lax, and once he's gathered himself together, he lifts his gaze to mine and slowly withdraws before ramming straight back in on a loud yell. I throw my head back on a scream. Look at me. His voice is a carnal growl, not to be ignored. I return my eyes to his as he holds himself deep inside me. I'm panting like a dehydrated dog. That's better. Now, do you need a reminder? He asks. A reminder? If he means a reminder of how good he feels inside me, then the answer is yes. I roll my hips to try and get some friction, raging and burning like a wanton hussy. He stares down at me expectantly. Answer the question, Ava. Please, I breathe. I can't believe I'm begging for him. But he can do what he likes to me, demand anything. He smiles a knowing, cocky smile. Then he lets rip, powering forward. You're mine, Ava, he grunts. I shut my eyes on a yell of pleasure. Open your fucking eyes. Oh, I don't have the energy. I drag them open as he pounds in and out at an inexcusably hard and forceful pace. It's amazing. Our sweat-ridden bodies are colliding, and my breath hitches as I try to control the build-up of pressure that's gathering in my groin. Even amid the disorder of our frantic body movements, his eyes never stray from mine. I wrap my legs around his waist, tilting my hips slightly, sending him deeper, and my bordering detonation closer. Jesus, Ava, you okay? He forces the words from his mouth between gruff shouts. My wrists are freed from his heavy grip, and I feel the thud of his fists punching into the mattress. Don't stop! I scream, flinging my hands up to grab his slippery biceps. I dig my nails in to try and find some grip, prompting him to yell more and pound harder. I throw my head back in despair. The power and control he has is beyond comprehension. Damn it, Ava! Look at me! My head falls back down, and our eyes meet. His pupils are huge and glazed, nearly cancelling out the greenness of his stare, and I notice his frown deepening and sweat dripping down his temples. Shifting my hands to the back of his head, I fist my hands in his saturated hair, pulling his head down so our lips collide and our tongues clash while he continues his punishing blows. I can't hold back anymore. Jesse, I'm going. I pant against his lips. The tips of my fingers are numb from my stupidly fierce grasp of him. Fuck. Together, okay? He strains through his clenched teeth, driving harder a few more body-blowing, mind-numbing times before yelling, Now! I let it go, all of the pent-up heaviness in my groin, the weight in my lungs and the fire in my belly. It all comes out on a massive rush of pressure and a very loud scream.
"Jesus Christ!"
he cries, thrusting one last powerful time before stilling over me. I feel his scorching release shoot deep inside me, and I sag all around him, closing my eyes in exhaustion. He collapses to his forearms, breathless and soaking wet, as he withdraws fractionally, pushing deep and high a few more times in long measured strokes. My muscles contract around him, milking every last bit of his release. I can't think straight. This man has given me 4 incomprehensibly powerful orgasms in less than 4 hours. I'm never going to be able to walk tomorrow. I lay there sated and limp, panting and aching from the exertion, my eyes growing heavy. I feel his forehead rest against mine, and I open my eyes to see that his are clenched shut. I wriggle under him to get his attention, feeling his semi-erection twitch inside me. He drags his eyes open, lifting his head so he can focus on me. Searching my face, he settles on my mouth and leans down to plant the gentlest kiss on my abused lips. I sigh as he drops his torso down to lay flush on my body, his hard chest heavy but so wanted. The burden is welcome, and I reach around to faintly trace my fingers over his back as I rest my chin on his shoulder and stare up at the ceiling. Light shivers ripple through him as he buries his face in my neck, resting his lips against my pulsing vein. I've never felt so content in all my life. I know it's only sex and the after effects, but this is the finest feeling in the world. It has to be. This man's fierceness is addictive, his tenderness sweet, and his body beyond perfection. He's the perfect mix of maleness. Tracing my finger across his back, I listen to his breathing, steady and even against my neck. He's asleep, and I'm trapped under his solid body. I stop caressing his back, and he shifts his hips, slowly pulling out of me. The feeling is unwelcome, and leaves me wishing I had sustained his weight for longer, maybe forever. He pushes himself up on his elbows and stares down at me.
"You sent me to sleep."
His voice is rough. "I did." Picking up a loose piece of my hair, he twirls the shiny mahogany lock around his finger.
"You're too beautiful,"
he whispers. I stare into his sleepy eyes and run my thumb across his frown line.
"So are you," I say softly.
He offers a half smile, lowers his head, and nuzzles between my breasts.
"Consider yourself reminded, lady."
Slowly peeling himself away from my body, he rests back on his heels, the cold rush of air that instantly invades me, having me wanting to yank him back down. He offers me both of his hands, and I take them, letting him pull me up to straddle his thighs, and wrapping one arm around my back, he cradles me to him as he turns, maneuvering his body so he's sitting with his back against the headboard, me facing him. He rests his hands on my waist and circles his thumbs on my hip bones, sending a shudder racing through me. I throw my hands over his to still his movements. He smirks at me.
"Spend the day with me tomorrow."
"Spend all day in bed with this man? After tonight, I need a week to recover, maybe longer. I am, quite literally, fucked." "I have things planned," I say warily. "I'm being sensible here. I need to keep it casual. Or maybe not see him again at all. He's the epitome of bad boy, if slightly older. He's hazardous, enigmatic, and completely addictive."
What things? He asks on a slight pout. I need to sort my stuff out. I clamp my hands down when I feel him try to move his thumbs again.
What stuff?
He looks confused.
Kate's place is temporary accommodation. I've been there for 4 weeks. Everything is everywhere. I need to sort it out for when I get my own place.
Where were you 4 weeks ago?
With Matt.
He recoils.
Who the fuck is Matt?
He's my ex-boyfriend.
Ex?
Yes, ex. I see a wave of relief travel across his face. What's the matter with him?
Jesse, I need to get my car, I press.
I can't leave Kate to drive her van all the way to Yorkshire. She rattles and shakes all over the place. It won't be safe.
Don't worry. I'll take you to get it in the morning.
Oh, so I'm staying then?
She's leaving at 8-ish.
He might not be so keen if I'm dragging him out of bed at the crack of dawn on a Saturday.
Ish,
he mouths on a smirk. I mirror his smirk, gripping his hands and moving them up to my waist before I reach up to my head, feeling for the grips that are keeping my hair in place, and start pulling at them. He looks up at me with narrowed eyes.
What?
You refuse to spend the day with me, and then thrust those fabulous boobs in my face?
That's not playing fair, Ava.
He reaches up and flicks a nipple, causing it to immediately pucker into a tight bud. I yelp, grabbing my breast.
Hey! I need to take my grips out. They're digging into my head.
I remove a grip and pop it in my mouth. He watches me with interest, then leans up, takes the grip with his teeth, and spits it out on the bed. His face plummets, nestling between my boobs, and I smile to myself, smoothing my hands through his damp hair and ignoring the voice in my head that's telling me not to get too contented. He breathes in deeply before pulling back and planting a soft kiss on each nipple. I'm turned around in his lap.
Let me.
He raises his knees, so I'm cradled between them and begins running his fingers through my hair to locate the grips, pulling them out and handing them over my shoulder for me to take.
How many have you got in here?
He asks as he massages my scalp and finds another stray grip.
A few. I have a lot of hair to keep up. A few hundred?
He asks doubtfully.
There, I think I got them all.
He takes the grips from my hand and puts them on the bedside table before sliding his hands over my shoulders and pulling me back so I'm against his chest. He's so comfortable, and my eyes are incredibly heavy. I've had a stupidly busy day, and I've just finished it off on a marathon of sex with this captivating man. I should go now and avoid the morning awkwardness. But then I feel him wrap his forearms around me, and my head automatically rolls back against his shoulder. I'm so comfortable and so sleepy. I'm not going anywhere. I reach down and start stroking the hair on the outside of his legs. How old are you? I mumble, feeling myself drifting off. His chest jolts a little, indicating his quiet laugh.
23.
I sleepily snort my disbelief, but I don't have the energy to challenge him. I am a slave to sleep, and I am gone. Chapter 10. I wake up in the exact same position that I fell asleep in, except the duvet has been pulled up over my waist. Jesse's arms are still wrapped around me, and the heavy scent of sex is in the air. I scan the room, looking for a clock, hearing Jesse's soft, level breathing in my ear. I'm reluctant to move and wake him, but I need the loo. I set about gently peeling his arms away from my sticky body.
He moans a few times in his sleep, and I smile to myself, surprised at my lack of regret. I've woken with no feelings of remorse or mortification whatsoever. But I also have no desire to outstay my welcome. Oh no, I'm definitely keeping the upper hand here. Just when I think I've made good progress, I feel his arms clamp around me like a vice, effectively immobilizing me.
"Don't even think about it, lady,"
he growls, his voice raspy with sleep. I grip his forearms with my hands, trying to loosen his hold on me. "I need to use the bathroom."
"Tough. Hold on to it. I'm comfy."
"I can't."
"I'm not letting go of you."
He states it as a fact, nudging my hand away with a flick of his forearm while maintaining his hold on me. I flop my head back against his shoulder in exasperation, and his lips turn into my cheek, kissing it sweetly, his overnight stubble grazing me. It feels good, but it wasn't the morning reaction I was expecting. Once I feel he's relaxed his grip slightly and is busy nuzzling my cheek, I make my move. But no sooner have I tensed my muscles to make my escape, I'm flipped onto my back, my thighs parted and my wrists pinned on either side of my head. He looks down at me, his eyes bright and skipping with enjoyment. Oh yes, he's deeply satisfied with himself, and he looks bloody glorious, with his disheveled hair and dark blonde stubble. My body responds to him automatically, and the pain in my bladder is soon replaced by a distressed ache in my groin, my heart somewhere between my breastbone and my throat. His daybreak smell is a mixture of clean sweat and that heady fresh water scent I love so much. I'm breathless. He must think I'm so easy. Well, I am. With him. He rubs his nose over mine.
Sleep well?
He wants a chat now? Very. I roll my hips suggestively, and his eyebrows rise, his lips twitching.
Me too.
I wait for him to take the lead. He watches me closely as he slowly drops his face to mine, and when our lips finally brush, I moan, opening my mouth invitingly and involuntarily trembling when he skims his tongue gently across mine, taking his time, slowly seducing my mouth, and pulling back every so often to kiss my lips gently before he resumes exploring. Oh, I like gentle Jesse very much. This is a million miles away from the dominant sex lord I was faced with yesterday. When he's happy that he's got me enthralled, he releases my wrists and leisurely strokes down the side of my body with the tip of his index finger. It's enough to have me convulsing and rolling my hips as the pressure in my tummy spirals down to my core. His touch is addictive. He is addictive. I'm totally addicted. Reaching around to seize his rock-solid arse in my palms, I apply a little pressure, deliberately pressing his hips into mine. We both whimper in harmony against each other's mouths.
"I completely lose myself in you, lady,"
he mumbles against my lips as he pulls away, watching my face when he sinks slowly and purposely into me, inch by perfect inch, sending my hands flying to his back and my eyes squeezing shut. I'm full to the hilt. He remains motionless, letting me adjust around him, his back tense, his breathing shallow. I know it must be taking everything out of him to be so still.
"Look at me, Ava."
I peel my eyes open. His jaw is tense, his light frown line deeper than usual, and his green eyes are blazing. I roll my hips a fraction to signal I'm okay, and on my invitation, he slowly draws back until I'm sure he's going to pull out, but then, bit by bit, He plunges straight back into the deepest part of me, in and out, in and out. I moan on a long exhale. I love sleepy sex with you, he breathes. The deliberate, measured strokes are playing havoc with my self-control. I push my hips up to meet his penetrations, sending him deeper and me higher. The feeling is extraordinary. Is that good, Ava? He asks quietly. He knows it is. His gaze is still locked on mine, and I surprise myself that I can maintain the intimacy. It's like we're supposed to be this way.
Yes,
I breathe. Faster?
No, just like this. Please, just stay like this.
This is perfect. The hard, powerful, commanding Jesse is amazing, but right now, this is absolutely perfect. His eyes swim as he regards me, continuing his measured dives in and out. I want him to kiss me, but he seems content just looking at me. So I link my legs around his lower back and run my hands up and down his arms in light, feathery strokes. On a slow withdraw, he pauses, momentarily appearing to gather himself, his eyes probing mine. Enough of the sleepy sex, he murmurs as he surges forward, thrashing me in the deepest recesses of my body, not giving me a moment to adjust. He cries out and retreats before repeating the delectable move again and again, slowly withdrawing and striking hard. The pleasure washes over me like a storm, sending my mind into orbit. His drives are controlled and exact. I'm reaching my limit. I fist my hands in his hair, pulling his lips down to mine, running my tongue over his bottom lip and biting it lightly, letting it drag through my teeth as I pull away. He bursts forward again, his face tense as he finds my lips and kisses me passionately. I'm never letting you go, he informs me around our kiss.
I don't want you to.
He freezes suddenly, stopping the rhythmic drives that had me set to disintegrate in his arms, and I wince at the lack of movement, my orgasm lying in limbo. He still buried balls deep inside me as he pulls his head up and looks at me. I'm snapped out of my confusing thoughts immediately by the look of displeasure on his face. It was the wrong thing to say. I got caught up in the moment, that's all. I look away from him. I've ruined it. Look at me now, Ava. I reluctantly return my eyes to his, finding his face has softened slightly. We're going to have this conversation when you're sound-minded and not crazy with lust. He draws back to the very tip of his thick erection and hovers over me. He's right. I'm not sound-minded when I'm around him, especially when he has me like this. He cripples me with pleasure, and now he's got me saying crazy shit. His tongue sweeps his bottom lip, and he pants as he pushes forward, dragging my dormant orgasm back to life. My skin blazes as he pumps slow and hard, and as deep as he can get. Smoothing my palms through his hair, I pull him back down to my lips and devour him while he continues with his deliberate drives. I'm going to come, he mumbles. Come with me, Ava. Give it to me. And with three more strikes, my mind goes blank and fireworks start exploding in my head. I burst beneath him on a loud cry. That's it, baby. He strains the words, joining me in my pleasure, as I rein in my shouts and moan long and low as his hardness expands, jerking within me, before releasing round after round of his hot, wet seed deep inside me. He collapses on top of me, pushing his hips hard against me, ensuring he empties every last bit of himself. I'm obliterated, as both of us lay entangled, panting and struggling for breath.
I don't know what to say, he whispers against my ear.
I'm only just cognitive, but I heard that loud and clear, and I'm not quite sure what to make of it. I think we've both said too much already. That's what happens when you get caught up in the moment. Lust and passion take over, and before you know it, ridiculous words are flying out of your mouth. After a few minutes' silence, I'm beyond uncomfortable, so I shuffle a bit under him. Can I use the bathroom now? I ask. He slides out, making a huge, exaggerated effort of flopping back on the bed. I've no idea what he's frustrated about. Without a word, I pad across the white carpet into the bathroom, shutting the door behind me. I know he watched my every step. I could feel his eyes hammering into my naked back. The inevitable awkwardness has been delayed, but it's here now, and it's here with a vengeance. I use the loo, wash my hands, and take a few moments to psych myself up before I open the door, finding him still sprawled on his back, unapologetically naked, and staring straight at me. I don't know what to do. I should go. Kate will be wondering where I am. He chews his lips furiously, the cogs firing into action. Maybe I'd like to keep you here. She needs my car. I want to be sensible and leave, but I also don't. Will you take me? He blasts me back into the bathroom with his smile, making me feel so much better. The awkwardness gone, just like that.
What do you say?
Please, I grin, and he jumps up from the bed.
Good girl. Give me 5.
I'm on my knees, gingerly plucking up pieces of glass from the kitchen floor, when Jesse strolls in from the bedroom. I glance up, finding he's wearing heavy beige board shorts, a white Ralph Lauren polo shirt, collar turned up, and blue Converse. The blonde hairs on his muscled legs are bleached, highlighted by his slight tan. He's not shaved, but his blonde stubble doesn't conceal his handsome features. I'm on my knees, lips parted, looking deprived. I feel deprived. He stops in front of me, looking down with a grin on his face. He looks younger. I want to jump him, but with a handful of glass shards, us both fully dressed and late, I shall resist. I need to go, I press, trying to ignore the mass of male beauty looming over me. Here. He holds both his hands out in front of him for me to transfer the glass.
You should have left it, Ava. You could have cut yourself.
He empties his hands, tipping the glass into the sink. I'll sort it later. Slipping on his wayfarers, he collects his keys and my bags before grabbing my hand and leading me to the door. Are you working today? I ask.
No. Not much goes on at the manor during the day. He winks, and I melt.
He's all roguish, and I love it. He opens the door, and we're immediately met by a couple of scruffy-looking men with clipboards, wearing blue overalls. The embroidered print on their uniforms reads, B&C Removals.
Mr. Ward?
The one that looks like a trucker asks, his yellow teeth indicating at least 50 cigarettes and 20 cups of coffee a day.
The boxes in the spare room go first. My housekeeper will be here shortly to assist with the rest.
He pulls me through the corridor, leaving the trucker type and his lanky apprentice to get on with things.
Be careful with the ski and bike equipment, he yells behind him.
You have a housekeeper? I don't know why this surprises me. The man's bought the penthouse at Luso for a cool 10 million. He's beyond rich.
She's the only woman I couldn't live without, he replies flippantly. She's off to Ireland next week to visit her family. It'll all fall apart then.
I make it to my car in record time, after Jesse dipped and weaved through the early morning traffic. Fellow drivers seem to be more accommodating to an Aston Martin and a few hand gestures. He loads my bags into the back of my car while I check my phone. 8:10. I fire a quick text to Kate to tell her that I'm on my way and look up, finding him staring at me. Even through his Wayfarers, which he looks tremendous in, I can feel that potent green gaze blazing my skin. I open the driver's door of my Mini, jump in, and start the engine. And Jesse is crouched down by my side in a heartbeat.
I'll take you for lunch.
I told you, I've got stacks to get done. I'm not being sidetracked by roguish Jesse, although he is very distracting.
Dinner, then.
I'll ring you later. I've spent the whole night with him. He's fucked me into oblivion, and I need some recovery time.
His shoulders sag and he scowls heavily. Are you refusing me?
No, I'll call you later.
Leaning in and resting his palm on my thigh, he plants a scorching hot kiss on my lips, leaving me slightly breathless.
Make sure you do, he says, strolling away, enhancing that bloody gait. That was a look what you're missing kiss. It worked.
How old are you, Jesse?
I shout after him.
He turns, walking backward, with a fraction of a grin tickling his lips.
24.
The engine rumbles to life, and he roars off like a teenage rally driver.
Maybe he is 24. He certainly acts it sometimes.
I fly through the front door and up the stairs, finding Kate drying her hair on the landing. She looks flustered, which means she's running late. When she spots me, she turns the dryer off and grins from ear to ear.
Good night?
She asks on an arched brow. She doesn't seem in much of a rush now.
It was okay, I shrug, reflexively grabbing a tendril of hair.
I can't help the smile breaking out across my own face.
Ha!
She cries.
Do tell.
Yeah, he's a god. I can't lie to you.
He's the new owner of the penthouse.
Fuck off! He's delicious and super rich.
I smile my agreement. Sorry if I worried you when I didn't come home. I left a message on your phone.
I've not checked my phone. Anyway, the way he was looking at you, the only thing I was worried about was you not being able to walk this morning. She starts laughing as she chucks her dryer on the floor and makes her way into her super tidy bedroom.
And if I'm not mistaken, there's a limp.
I follow her in, flopping on her perfectly made bed.
Jesus, Kate, the man has experience.
That sudden thought reminds me of all the many conquests that would have come before me. I screw my face up in disgust.
You wanted uncomplicated fun? Looks like you got it. High five!
She air slaps me and leaves the room.
And there's no girlfriend?
Did I want uncomplicated fun? Will this be uncomplicated fun?
No, but she wants him. I've worked that much out. Oh well, unlucky for her. I've got to beat feet. I'll be back tomorrow afternoon. What are you up to while I'm gone?
I roll off her bed and smooth the covers before leaving her immaculate room, shutting the door behind me.
I'm going to sort my stuff out. Have we got any bin bags? Hurrah! They're under the sink.
She grabs her bag from the top of the stairs and makes her way down to the door.
Thanks for your car. You're more than welcome to borrow Margot. Bye!
It's Monday morning again, but unusual in that everyone is here. There's always at least one of us out of the office on site visits or appointments. After Kate returned from Yorkshire late last night, we curled up on the sofa and shared a bottle of wine and a family-size bar of dairy milk, while I filled her in on my lord and she filled me in on her senile grandmother.
Now I'm in the kitchen with Patrick, bringing him up to date on Mrs. Kent's new house.
She can move every year for the rest of her life, for all I care, as long as she keeps contracting you to jazz the place up.
I frown. I don't know. I think she loves having the workmen around. I raise my eyebrows on a laugh. Patrick laughs with me.
The old goat is 70 if a day. Maybe she should get a toy boy. God knows Mr. K has plenty of young scrumpets scattered around the globe. I have that straight from a very reliable source.
He winks at me, and I smile fondly at him. I know Patrick's referring to his wife, Irene. If it's happening in this town, Irene knows about it. She's a self-confessed busybody, know-it-all and gossip. If she doesn't know about it, then it's not worth knowing about.
Oh, Van der House wants to meet you on Wednesday, Patrick continues. They really want you, Flower.
Really? He laughs.
You're too modest, my girl. I checked your diary and penciled in 12:30. He's at the Royal Park. Is that okay?
Absolutely. I push myself away from the kitchen worktop and head for my desk. I'm going to finalize some drawings and email some contractors.
Okay, Flower.
I land at my desk and find a text from Kate, asking for a hand after work with a delivery. I quickly reply, telling her to pick me up from the office, then crack on. As I'm getting ready to run over to the deli to grab some lunch, Tom prances up to my desk.
Delivery for Ava,
he screeches, placing a box on my desk. What's this? I'm not expecting any catalogues.
Thanks, Tom. Did you have a good night on Friday? Forget my weekend. Tell me who that man was.
He plants his hands on my desk, leaning in towards me.
What man?
I blurt far too quickly, retreating in my chair to get some distance from the interrogating presence of my nosy friend.
Your reaction speaks volumes.
His eyes narrow on me as my face burns up. He's just a client, I shrug. Tom's scrutinizing stare moves to my fingers that are currently playing with a lock of my hair. I release it, quickly picking up a pen. I need to work on this lying business. I'm truly rubbish at it. His tongue moves into his cheek as he straightens himself and walks away from my desk. What's wrong with me? I yank the box open, finding a single calla lily on top of a book that's wrapped in tissue paper. Giuseppe Cavalli, Photography, 1936 to 1961. I open the cover, and a note slips out. Ava, you're like a book I can't put down. I need to know more. J.X. My eyes drift slowly between the flower and the note, considering what he may want to know. He could start with telling me a few things, like how old he is. Falling into a daydream, I relive every vivid moment of Friday night. Trying to keep myself busy by clearing out my belongings over the weekend did nothing to distract me. I desperately wanted to call him, but that minuscule piece of intelligence I've hung on to kept stopping me, telling me I'll just be setting myself up for disappointment. I don't want to be at the mercy of a man, and Jesse Ward is too easy to surrender to. I reluctantly drag my thoughts away from the Lord and steal a quick inhale of the calla before popping it in my drawer and getting on with some work. At 6 o'clock, Margot hisses and bangs up to the pavement to pick me up. I battle with a rusty handle and climb in, pushing a dozen cake magazines and empty Starbucks cups to the floor before I can settle myself on the seat. You need a new delivery van. Considering how crazy tidy Kate is at home, Margot is the pits.
Shh, you'll hurt her feelings, she grins.
Good day? She eyes me warily. My shoulders slump. I take the book and note from my bag and hand them to her across the van. Uncertainty mars her pretty pale features as she opens the front sleeve